get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings, golf lovers across the country and around the world. This is Tee to Green, the golf show, coming to you every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, going solo once again today, and a happy Veterans Day, first of all, to everyone that applies to today, and I hope that everyone's having a nice fall morning. A little blustery with some snow flurries here in Colorado today. Speaking of Colorado, being a national show, we don't do a whole lot of local stuff here, but there is a course in the northeast corner of Denver called Green Valley Ranch. It is the host course for all of the Colorado Open events, the men, women, and the seniors. Also, there is a golf instruction academy attached to the course that is very well respected by Colorado golfers. Mike McGettrick was part of the crew that got that going a few years ago. Today, both Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott from the Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy will be here to talk about the school, the course, and all things related, all coming up today on Tee to Green. After that, it's off to Mobile to speak with Tony Ruggiero. He's the director of instruction at Dew Sweepers. He works out of the Country Club of Mobile. He teaches some of the better amateur and college players in the South. And he is a compatriot of ours, as he is the host of the Dew Sweepers Golf Show on the radio down in southern Alabama. We'll also take you on tour, pro season winding down. All of that coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
You want a link to our show online, www.teetogreenradio.com. You can find us also at the www.sportsbyline.com for live streaming if you're away from home and want to check us out. Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott from Green Valley Ranch coming up after this break on Tee to Green.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
This is America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, coming to you as per usual from the five-star Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. Partner Jay Ritchie is on the road this weekend again with the Air Force hockey team. They split with Penn State, who now plays Division I hockey. For those of you who aren't college hockey fans, there will be a new Big Ten conference next year that Penn State will be a part of, and the college hockey scene is undergoing a whole boatload or ton of conference realignment and such, just like every other sport is. So you will need a scorecard to tell where teams are going to be playing next year. Special thanks to all, or welcome to all of our worldwide listeners on American Forces on this Veterans Day. Hope you're safe wherever you may be serving our country around the world and here in the United States also. Going to go up to Denver right now to Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy. Green Valley Ranch is a course in the northeast corner of Denver, very close to the airport, and it is the host of the Colorado Open events, the men's, the women's, and the senior opens have all been at Green Valley Ranch for a number of years, and there is a golf academy very well respected in the Denver and Colorado and Rocky Mountain area. And on with us today are Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott, both from the Green Valley Ranch Academy. And good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing well, Jerry. How are you?
All right. This will be fun. We've got three people in three different locations here, so hopefully we won't step on each other's line too much here this morning. Charlie, let's start with you. We'll just have you go. Why don't you give us a little bit of history, first of all, about yourself, and then a little history of the academy for starters, and we'll go from there.
Sure. So I'm a Colorado native. I've been running around Denver for a while. I attended DU, played golf collegiately for them, and played professionally for the last 4 years. The academy that's out at Green Valley Ranch is an awesome facility. It's been there since the course opened up about 10 years ago. I'm running it now. The place has four instructors, myself, Jeff Gregg, Kane Weber, Steph Ferguson. Awesome facility. Would love to have some people up there. Brought Brian Gott on as a club fitter. He's been wonderful. Does a great job. But really, we're just trying to create an awesome product up there, get a lot of people coming through, and get them to enjoy learning golf again.
And Charlie, I know that Mike McGettrick was a very big part of the academy originally. Was he one of the original founders of it up there?
Yeah, Pat Hamill is the owner of Green Valley Ranch, and he was the one that brought Mike out there. So Pat built that facility for Mike. Since then, Mike moved on, went to, I think, Colorado Golf Club, and then he's moved on to South Carolina. So he wasn't the founder of it, but he was the big name behind it and the power force driving it there for a long time.
And Brian, let's have a little brief biography of your life so far.
Well, I'm also a Colorado native. Went to school up at CU. Spent most of my career in sales, and then just as a hobby, always worked on clubs, wanted to know why they work the way they do. And about 5 years ago, we kind of established Scott Golf, and we're a custom club fitter, club builder. We represent all the major OEMs, except for a couple. And we just try to do good custom builds at affordable prices.
And Brian, I you know, there are golf instruction academies, you know, similar to yours, all over the country, but I'm not sure how many of them actually have a club fitter on site like you. Is this a little that sets you guys apart a little bit, does it not?
Well, I believe so. I don't think there's very many folks around the country that do, you know, what we do at the level we do.
And one thing that, by the way, we're talking with Brian Gott and Charlie Sewell from the Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy up in Denver. Brian, you're kind of known, at least to some of our local media people here, as the putting guru up at Green Valley there. You've got a really cool little putting deal that you can show people what's wrong with their putting. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we put together this putting studio based kind of on what Yes used to do, where we've got a high-speed camera that detects what the golf ball is doing throughout your stroke. And then we also use another piece of technology called a Zenio, which actually identifies your stroke. So we can pretty much pinpoint anything that might be going wrong with your putting stroke and figure out ways to correct it. Because bottom line, that's the most important club in the bag.
Really is. Now I know you can shoot video. Do you have the capability of watching people both from the side and either from in front or behind then up there?
We do have a camera. We can get down the line shots and we can get face on. Shows kind of your biomechanics of your putting stroke. And along with that, it actually shows us where your putter is throughout your stroke as well.
And then the visuals come up. I'm guessing that one of the things that you can show people is that if the rotation of their ball is off, that's going to affect how many putts they make and which direction they're going to miss. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. What we try to do is establish consistency. A putting stroke is all about consistency. I mean, you can certainly pick it apart as far as flaws go fundamentally, but bottom line, if you can do repeat the same stroke every single time, then most likely you're a good putter.
Brian's also the golf fitter, as we've talked mentioned here up there. It seems to me that a lot more people are kind of getting into the, customized club fitting. Are you seeing that where your numbers have increased over the past, let's say, 5-6 years or so?
Oh, I would say absolutely. I think that stuff's become such mass-produced. I think people are willing to spend a little extra money to get them custom fit for them, and they're going to get a little more longevity out of their equipment.
When you're, I know certain instructors, be they at the country club or municipal club level, have different ideas of what the most important element is when people are getting fit. Some people think it's the type of shaft, stiffness of the shaft, length of the shaft. What do you highlight first when you're fitting people?
Probably the most important part is we do like to make sure someone's fit in the proper shaft. We kind of start off with length, weight. Then we go into flex, lie angles of this particular irons. But typically length is where we start.
Okay. A lot of golfers, especially if they're new, are probably or are usually told to use a shorter length shaft. You take into consideration how long people have been playing when you're doing this also, is that right?
That's correct. I mean, shorter is always better than longer, but we measure from the wrist to the ground because that's what connects you to the golf club. So we just want to make sure we have something that's proper length so that you have the chance to be in control.
Now, for our listeners that are listening out of state, of course, we can golf actually in Colorado all year long. Not today, actually. In fact, the two fellows were kind of planning on coming down here this morning, and we were hoping maybe to get a little golf in afterwards. But it's about 30 here, maybe. But Charlie, for people that are coming to Denver, Green Valley is, I guess, as close to the airport as any course up there. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a great spot. We're located 10 or 15 minutes from the airport. So if you want to rent a car and come on over, it's great. It's a beautiful course. Really enjoyed being there.
And we're going to talk about the course itself a little bit more. And by the way, Charlie or Brian or either one of you, before I forget, say hi to Jeff Gregg for both of us down here. We had Jeff on the show a few years ago when he came out with the Smart Path teaching aid. How's that going for him? Has he talked to you guys about that much recently?
Of course. I mean, it's a pleasure to have him on board. Jeff just came out from Park Hill about a month ago and joined our staff at Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy. So he's been a wonderful addition. He's a great guy, really knows the golf swing inside and out, and it's just been a pleasure to be around.
We're speaking with Charlie Sewell, who is the newly named director of the Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy in Denver. Also, Brian Gott, who is the putting guru, if you will, and the club fitter that they have on site here. Green Valley Ranch, located just up in the very northeast part of Denver, just west of the airport. If you're up there at the airport or staying in that vicinity and you want to bring your clubs out to Colorado, you should be your first stop. We'll talk about the course a little bit coming up. And also, Charlie is going to have a golf tip for us when we return. And we'll continue our conversation with both Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott. You're listening to Tee to Green, Sirius Channel 208, XM 93, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. Tee to Green, coming to you from the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Jerry Butenhoff with you. This segment of Tea to Green brought to you locally in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of caring for you and your family. They're preparing for the next 100 for Swan Law Funeral Directors. You can find them at www.swan-law.com or call them at 719-471-9900. Normally, we would have a golf tip at this segment from Mark Kebble here at the Broadmoor, but since all of my guests today are golf instructors, we're going to have them do them live. We're speaking right now with Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott from the Green River Ranch Golf Academy up in Denver. And Charlie, we're going to have you do a tip today. What have you come up with for us?
So, Charlie, thanks again for having us on. I just want to talk to everybody about having a really strong left arm and using the back of the left hand as a guide for figuring out where that ball is going to go. This is obviously for right-handers. If you're a lefty listening, just kind of flip everything around. But as we get set up, one of the things I notice from good, or I guess low handicap and high handicap players alike, is they tend to lose the firmness in their left arm. So as we get to the top of the swing, the left arm gets a little relaxed, tends to bend a little bit. As we come back towards the ball, it either stays bent or it tries to straighten up again at impact. What that leads to is a lot of inconsistency and loss of power. Really, if you can keep that left arm straight, what we try and do is rotate the shoulders through, and that can create quite a bit of power with relative ease. If you notice those guys playing on TV, it doesn't look like they swing too hard, but that ball has a way of taking off pretty fast. Second part of that is using the back of that left hand as a guide to figure out where that ball is going to go. If you come through impact and that left hand is pointed out to the right, that ball, if you check out your club face, if you're sitting at home hanging out, the club face is going to be pointed out to the right. If that back of the left hand is pointed towards the target, that club face is going to be pointed to the target. And if the back of the left hand is pointed out to the left, obviously that club face is going to be closed. So it's just a good thing to notice. It's a good indicator of where that ball is going to end up. So if you pay attention to those couple things, I think it can really help your golf game.
Wow, it sounds like you've been watching my swing. When did you do that? Charlie, let's follow up on that a little bit. You know, with the left arm, you know, a little bit of bend there at the top, I'm thinking can be okay as long as you get back to that straight point as soon as possible. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, depending on the player, if you're trying to perform at a really high level, the straighter that arm can be, the better. I would actually prefer if you'd keep that left arm straight and then just stop once you can't rotate anymore. You're going to produce a lot more power that way and consistency. Bending that arm to get it to the top actually leads to more problems than that extra little distance up at the top creates.
So it's better if people actually, that would actually shorten their backswing a little bit, and you would prefer that to the bent elbow.
Definitely. If you ever watch the guys taking a hockey slap shot, they don't take that stick back too far, but they can generate quite a bit of power. The same is true of the golf swing.
And Brian, along with that, Charlie's talking about, you know, the left hand being a guide, very similar in putting also, is it not?
Yes. Proper setup with a grip in your putter is essential. I think it's predominantly in the left hand, making sure you get that putter staff to go directly up your left arm, and then the right arm just becomes a kind of a guide.
Brian, there are, I guess, two general thoughts about putting. One would be taking the club straight back on a perfectly straight line, and the other one would be, you know, coming back and inside a little bit and then making more, a little bit more of a sweeping motion. Do you prefer one to another, and do you, I guess, tailor what you're teaching people more to their natural motion there?
Well, I think the key is their natural motion, and they make different putter styles based off your natural motion. One of the biggest problems with a poor putting stroke is manipulating the putter against what it wants to do. Some putters like to rotate. Some putters like to stay square. And it's all a matter of matching up the correct putter with your style of stroke. Mm-hmm. You can let it flow naturally. Typically, especially when somebody gets under pressure, when you're trying to manipulate the putter, that's when you start missing those 2 footers, 18 inches.
Right. I guess putter head weight, maybe, you know, people, I guess drivers and putters are the clubs that people tend to look at more or tinker with. When people are looking for a putter, they're standing, and obviously you can fit people for that too. But how important is the weight and the distribution in the weight of the putter head, and matching that up to a golfer's natural motion there?
Well, I think that's really important, is to get the proper weight. Most putters that come off the rack are built too light, and a lot of people, what they'll do is add lead tape to the head, which is kind of counterproductive in a putting stroke, because now you're swinging the head, which is something you don't want to do. So we actually use a shaft weighting system where we weight the shaft internally by your hand, which will help steady the putter down, and it'll still give you that additional total weight. It actually raises the balance point of the club a little bit, so that you're swinging the handle instead of swinging the head.
With a lot of putters, and I guess, and clubs in general, Brian, are we getting to a point sometimes where manufacturers are making things so light that players are losing the feel aspect and feeling that club coming through the motion?
Yes, I think they have. I think this has become such a distance-driven game anymore, especially at the marketing level, that they're forgetting about consistency and accuracy.
And when you're talking about, for example, a club weight in a driver or a three-wood, fairway metals especially, the loss of feel, or with that loss of weight and loss of feel, that tends to lead to more spraying of the ball, I'm guessing. Am I right there?
Well, that and the additional length that they're doing. They're making things lighter and longer. Which anytime you get something further away from your body, it's harder to control. And they're lightening up the weight on these shafts so that people can generate more swing speed. Now, granted, these shafts are being made much better, so they're still pretty stable at the lighter weight. But if you get something too light, it's kind of like if I were to hand you a ping pong ball and I were to hand you a tennis ball and ask you to throw them, which one are you going to have more accuracy with?
Right, exactly.
If it starts getting too light, you don't have any control anymore.
And those clubs are fine for a lot of those guys that are on the long drive tour, but not for your standard golfer. Charlie,
they're playing 48-inch drivers with extremely heavy shafts in them.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie, is there a kind of a shift going on now with the way that a lot of people teach the golf swing? Back, especially when I was a kid learning as a 14, 15-year-old, whenever I started, there was sort of the thought that you take the club back straight or as straight as you can and then come down in that same line. Now more people, there's more that early shoulder or upper body turn incorporated. Is that the direction that the golf swing and golf instruction is going now?
Yeah, I believe so. It's changed a little bit. There's what we try and do, kind of the older swings from a while ago, get a little bit handy. So it's a lot of timing-based stuff. If you look at swings from, 30 years ago, not to say that that's how old you were or that's when you were a kid or when you were learning the game, but if you look at swings from back in the day, those swings were, all of them were different. Everybody had a little different flavor. So if you look at Chichi Rodriguez, or you look at, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, everybody really had their own kind of flavor on their swing. If you look nowadays, everything's kind of tightened up and changed a little bit. Really what we try and do, we teach more of a rotational move, kind of use the big muscles to get the ball moving. And if you can use those big muscles, we find that there's a lot more consistency and there's a lot more power. We find students are a lot happier learning it and they have a whole lot of fun learn how to hit the ball properly. So I do believe that swing's changed quite a bit. There's still some great fundamentals. Obviously, people have been playing for years and years, so we're just trying to build on things that people have learned throughout those years.
speaking with Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott from the Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy. Great location. I noticed finally getting up there a month or so ago. Some of the best-looking ponds I've seen on any golf course recently. They do an awesome job of maintaining that facility, don't they, guys?
It's awesome. We have an awesome staff out there. Actually, the ponds that you're talking about are all environmentally sensitive. We're part of an Audubon program. So our superintendent, we have a ton of wildlife out there, and really we try and make sure that all those areas that are environmentally sensitive, we keep people out of. It makes the course a little bit tougher, but also kind of cool to be able to see the deer and the eagles and all the foxes that roll through. We also have some coyotes that are out there.
Really is. Thanks, Charlie and Brian from the Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy. Great having you guys on, and we'll work this out again where we can get you guys to come down here and play sometime, too.
Oh, that'd be great.
Sounds great. Thanks for your time, and happy Veterans Day.
You bet. Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott from Green Valley Ranch. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
This Veterans Day at Lowe's, get the Maytag Centennial Washer and Dryer for $798, a savings of $430. And get a Bosch 18-volt half-inch cordless lithium-ion compact drill driver set for $99, a savings of $70. Also, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $599 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 11/7 through 11/12. While supplies last, credit offer valid 11/8 through 11/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details, including Maytag offer.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This is the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, coming to you from the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs every Sunday morning. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, playing as a single once again this morning. Partner Jay Ritchie coming back from the Eastern time zone. We'll both be with you here next weekend. You know, sometimes I joke with some of my friends or acquaintances about having four jobs at once, and if I'm getting paid by any two of them at the same time, usually I've been able to make that work out. My next guest, I think, is kind of in a similar state that I am here. He is a compatriot, first of all, as he is a host of the Dew Sweepers Golf Show. He's also got a gig at the Country Club of Mobile. He coaches some of the better college golfers in the South. In fact, both for players that play for Alabama and Auburn, which could be sticky, I'm guessing at times. I'm probably missing something here too. Tony Ruggiero on the show with me right now. Tony, how are you this morning?
Jerry, good morning. I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on the show out there. Everything going well?
Pretty much. I was planning on getting a little golf in today, maybe, but it's 28 degrees, so it's not going to happen.
Well, we're going to be 70 down there. I'm in the panhandle of Florida today over at Camp Creek, and where I spend some time on weekends, and it's going to be about 71 today and sunny and clear, so I know that makes some of y'all jealous out there, but it's a beautiful day for golf.
Yeah, you had to bring that up, I guess. now, what did I miss in the intro there? Did I cover most of what you do, or did I leave a couple things out?
Oh, no, you did. You did great. I mean, you know, my full-time, I'm the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, which is my full-time job, and it's a great spot, old Donald Ross Golf Course, and some great members, and then I have a few little golf schools that we do, you know, with the radio show. I spend a lot of time, as you know, having a radio show takes a lot of time, and an all-golf instruction radio show that's heard nationally on the PGA Tour radio channel on Sirius and XM, and then on a bunch of terrestrial radio stations, mostly throughout the Southeast. So it keeps me hopping, those two, and then, like you said, you know, part of the teaching is coaching a handful of college players, and got Nolan Henke, who's a PGA Tour player and good friend of mine. He's in town this weekend here. We're spending some time getting him ready for a little Q school action. So it keeps me hopping.
Right on. Tony and I met this summer up at Denver during the U.S. Amateur at Cherry Hills, and following one of his kids around, Bobby Wyatt, who is one of the higher-ranked amateurs in the world out of the University of Alabama. Tony, I know that the college sports, there's a passion for it in the South, especially, you know, in Alabama, and you're working with kids that play at Alabama and Auburn a little bit. But that can be a little tricky sometimes, I'm thinking, or not.
Well, now, I mean, we've joked. I mean, you separate the football from the golf. I mean, obviously, but the passions do run high down here in the South, and especially in Alabama, and where I call home. We give each other a pretty hard time. Bobby Wyatt, he's my best player, and we've worked together 7.5 years, and you know, over that period of time, he's become one of my best friends. I mean, even though he's a, 21-year-old junior, but we've traveled a lot of places like Denver and so forth together. So we rib each other and give each other a hard time. But, it's about making those guys play better. And we've got kids that, I've got two players at UAB, and we've got players at smaller schools like Samford and Louisiana Monroe, and a girl just came out of Ole Miss who's in the finals at Q school. So we stay busy, and, you try to not the football stuff makes it easy to give each other a pretty hard time this time of year. And as my wife's family's big Auburn family, so we're not in a whole lot of position to give anybody anything.
not this year, that's for sure. Tony, a lot of obviously, college golfers, have grown up, learning the game, somewhere through, maybe a family member that taught them the game, or a coach such as yourself. And then they go off to college, and there's obviously a team coach that they have to deal with. Give us an example of how that works, and what sort of a dynamic you have with the various college coaches that your kids are going to.
I'm fortunate, Jerry, in that both Coach Sewell at Alabama and Coach Kleinert at Auburn are probably two of the best out there, and their programs are ranked perennially in the top 10. I think they understand we have a great relationship, and they understand that if you're recruiting a player that's one of the best in the country, there's a reason he's one of the best in the country. And when Bobby committed to Alabama, he was the number one ranked junior player in the world, and it's been fun to he recently was the number one ranked men's amateur player. And so it's been fun to be with him on that journey. And we have goals, and we have a plan, and we know where we're going and what we're doing. And those college coaches, they want to win. And they understand that if a player is great, that there's a reason that he's great, and the program that he's on is working. So we become partners in that, and we work together. And really what they do is they give me feedback as to what's going on. You know, I can't be there all the time, obviously, at either, neither Tuscaloosa nor down at Auburn. So, you know, we get feedback on how they're playing and what they're doing. We exchange a lot of video. I mean, I get a lot of video from, especially from Bobby. I mean, we work to, you know, get video to look at. And so it really becomes a partnership. And I think each player at that level, for the most part, I mean, there always are exceptions, but I think for the most part, players at that level have coaches or have swing coaches or teachers that they've worked with or that they are working with to help them go to the level that they want to go. And I think that it's different than it used to be when I was in college. But nowadays, you know, I think that that's just part of the relationship. And, I'm, you know, we're fairly involved in the recruiting process. I mean, we've got a lot of, you know, we're involved in helping, not helping decide where the player's going to go. But, you know, but a lot of the coaches when recruiting, I think if you have a good teacher and you have a good reputation, they ask a lot of questions. And your goal is to help the player go to the right place for them, because the last thing you want is a player to go to a place he doesn't fit or that he can't play and he can't help, because they generally end up not achieving the things that they can achieve, nor do they help the program. And you know, it doesn't work for anybody. So it's all about working together with those coaches and building your reputation where you can help kids get in the right place.
Good job. We're talking to Tony Ruggiero. He's a teacher, golf instructor down in Alabama, works at the Country Club of Mobile. Now, Tony, it's cold up here. They just put the tents over the tennis courts here. I'm guessing that you have tennis courts in Mobile, too, because you're located on Wimbledon Drive.
Yeah, we are. It's a big club. Country Club of Mobile is a big old club. It's 1,300, 1,400 members. It's got a ton of tennis courts, and they're great tennis courts right there by the driving range and the practice facility, which we're getting ready to do a renovation on starting in March. So you know, a lot of good things going on there, and it's a great club, and you know, it's where Bobby's from, and that's how I got introduced to it years ago. And it's a very historical place in the state, and it's a neat place and an honor for me to be part of. I'm the first director of instruction actually they've ever had at that club, so it's a neat deal for me, and I enjoy my time there.
That area
great fried chicken on Thursday too.
I bet they do. Tony, that area, you know, of course, was hit, you know, with the Katrina a few years back. Did your facility suffer any damage during that? And if so, how did they rebound?
You know, all along the Gulf Coast, we were affected from Katrina, and then really from the BP oil spill. I mean, both we got hit both times, So it was tough. I think we're all very sympathetic to what's going on up in the Northeast with Hurricane Sandy. I mean, you know, we understand that those things happen. And but yeah, I mean, the Country Club of Mobile, I wasn't there at that time, but it lost a bunch of trees. It changes the way some of the playability of the golf course, and there's been some changes made to that. But where I was in the, you know, along the panhandle, I mean, with Katrina, we didn't have near the damage over here that we did with Ivan, you know, a year or so before that. I mean, it's hurricanes, unfortunately, are a fact of life down in this area, and we've dodged a bunch of them, you know, since Katrina, really. We had a lot of storm. We had a lot of rain over the summer with the one that came into Gulfport and Biloxi. But, you know, if you're going to teach and be along the Gulf Coast here, you know, we got great friends in the Biloxi area, and that area, and in New Orleans, at New Orleans Country Club, I've got some students that are members there, and I've gone over to play there a few times, and to see how much damage they had done from Katrina, and to see what they went through, it's impressive to see how good it is now. It really is, and it shows you the resolve of those people.
Right, and I know for a fact, because we've had some people on from the TPC of Louisiana, the mm-hmm. tour stop there, which really took a hard hit from Katrina, and they've done a masterful job of restoring everything to make it good as new down there.
It really is, and they've done a heck of a job. And I was over there at the tour stop this year with a friend of mine working with a player, and I mean it's one of the favorite tour stops of those players because of the you know, because of the just the hospitality and the whole environment and the people of New Orleans. I mean, you know, Mobile is very similar, and personality wise, I love it over there. I mean, I spend a lot of time in Mobile and in New Orleans, and the people there are great. They love their golf. They're very supportive of people that are working and trying to do a great job and trying to help people play better golf. They love that. They love their golf and they love those programs. And it's a neat place, and it's great to see it rebound. I mean, I think in a lot of ways there'll be people tell you that after the hurricane, there's parts of it that are better. It allowed them to clean up, rebuild some things, and get things headed in a positive direction.
Talking to Tony Ruggiero, he's the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Tony, let's talk about the radio show a little bit and when you're on down there and what you concentrate on.
Well, it's all instruction. It's all about giving golfers of every skill level, whether you're a 25 handicapper or you're a scratch player, giving you access to the best information and the best teachers that are out there, because golfers, as you know, like the folks that listen to your show, they're diehards. They can't get enough of it. And the idea was to really bring quality instruction, the best teachers from around the world, to bring them to the air. And, you know, we've been on a good while now, and it's caught on, and we get a lot of listeners and a lot of email questions that we answer on the air for people. And, it's fun. And for me as a teacher, it's great. I mean, every time I go in and we work on the show, I mean, I have the opportunity to work and talk with some of the best and the brightest teachers in the game. And they've certainly been a huge influence on my teaching and are certainly shaped, you know, how I work with my players and my teaching career. And so those relationships that have come from the show are very special. And I think it also shows in the show how much we all like what we do and we like helping people play the game better. And it's a great game, but it does need help. I mean, we need to do a better job of teaching and coaching the game. And I think in general, the golf business has done a pretty poor job of that over the last decade or so. And that's why we need more people that really love it, really appreciate how to help people get better. And, you know, I mean, that's one of my passions and one of the things that I try to impart on the show.
We've got 30 seconds. You're going to do a quick little golf tip for us before we part. What do you got for us?
It's a great one here, and I'm big on helping you understand what it's like to make a better golf swing. And I think that the key, most average golfers are not very good at using their body to deliver the club. They do it with their hands and arms. So go to a bunker, any practice bunker at your practice tee, and draw a line in the sand, just with your club, a line. Put your left foot, if you're a right-handed player, just in front of the line, right foot behind it, and make practice swings, learning to finish with your chest in front of that line and make the divot in front of the line, and then hit some balls trying to make it feel the same way. If you get good at doing that, you'll get better at turning through the ball, you'll hit it more solid, and I think you'll become a better player.
Tony Ruggiero from the Country Club of Mobile and Dew Sweepers Golf Show. Tony, great having you with us. Let's stay in touch and do this again sometime.
Absolutely, anytime, and y'all, hopefully the winter's good, and let's play some good golf next spring.
We'll take you on tour when we come back on Tee to Green.
I'm Dave Meltzer, host of the Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. And if you're a fan of pro wrestling and want to know what's happening before anybody else, you should subscribe to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. It comes out every week and it covers wrestling all over the world. The biggest names in pro wrestling and the most knowledgeable fans all subscribe to it as the leading source of inside information anywhere. Just go to www.wrestlingobserver.com and there's information on how to get a subscription. If you go to the website right now, you can even get information on how to get a couple of free issues of your choice. So go to www.wrestlingobserver.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738.
even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
It's the fastest hour in radio. Tita Green, Jerry Butenhoff with you. This segment brought to you locally in part by At Your Service for all your repair and modeling needs. No job is too big or too small. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send them an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. More than a handyman. Final weeks of the professional golf tours going on. The men are at the Disney Complex in the Orlando area for the Children's Miracle Network. Interesting story here. Charlie Belgian has a two-shot lead. He's at minus 13. You may have heard almost collapsed and was having real struggling, even though he shot a 64 on Friday. Turns out it was a panic attack. That they kind of diagnosed it as. He came back with a 71 yesterday. He's trying to win his first event and get his tour card for next year. And Charlie Belgian is at minus 13. He's got a two-shot lead over Brian Gay, Charlie Wee, and Josh Teeter. And then there's a big group of seven players, three shots back at minus 10. So coverage today on the Golf Channel, that the final event on the PGA Tour for this season. The women have their next-to-last event prior to their Tour Championship, which will be in Naples next week. They're down in Guadalajara at the Lorena Ochoa Invitational in B Park, having a fighting it out with Stacey Lewis for the Player of the Year. She shot a 66 yesterday as at minus 15, two ahead of Christy Kerr, three better than Soyeon Ryu, and four ahead of Angela Stanford. Lorena Ochoa, playing in her own event, is at minus 3 through three rounds. Thanks to our guests today. Great job by everybody. Charlie Sewell and Brian Gott from the Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy. The number for them is 303-371-8700. That's 303-371-8700. You can reach them at Green Valley Ranch Golf Academy.com. And thanks to Tony Ruggiero down at the Country Club of Mobile. You can find out more about what they've got going on at DewSweepersGolfShow.com. That's DEW, DewSweepersGolfShow.com. Thanks to Scott in San Francisco for lining everything up perfectly, as always. And thanks to you for listening on this Veterans Day. Have a good day and a good week, everybody. Until next time, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. Take care.